right now.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Father, we thank you. Everyone standing are equal to 10 people. It's going to be so. Each one will bring 10 people to the church. This is going to be a different balcony, will be overflowing.
Yes.
And then people will be having extra chair. This is a church that they have not seen with their physical eyes, natural eyes. I see it in the spiritual eyes. This is a man of God, faithful, sincere, hardworking. Love is his favorite subject. And I thank you, this church. It's not going to be the same when I come next time. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Before you sit, do one thing quickly, those who are able to. Touch every chair. I'm calling you, guys.
Yes.
I'm calling you. Why some people are miserable? You know why? Brother Clint. Yes. This is miserable.
That is.
Show them. Somebody is hidden in the miserable. Can you see first five letters?
That's right.
There's a miser in every miserable situation. Okay? Let's cut the miser out.
Amen.
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 That's the only person God doesn't like much.
Right.
Stingy people.
That's right. Amen.
You have to be generous. Amen. Generosity and hospitality, what made Rebecca the bride. To go in the rapture of all the qualifications, put them together, presenting the church without spot and wrinkle. Let's go to Genesis 24 chapter, without spot and wrinkle. 24 chapter, somebody read from verse 14 to 18. In our country, people read the word. Because the word is going from pulpit. And then the word is coming from the pews. The devil says, wow, everywhere the word is hitting me. They get out of here. Somebody read it? Read it, brother. Two at a time, two people, two. What did the Eliezer? Abraham the father sent Eliezer the Holy Spirit to find the bride for Isaac, the son. Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. That's the family of Abraham. Eliezer number system is 318. And your church number is?
318.
Eliezer is the Holy Ghost. One day, I think the Holy Ghost will come through every door and window and blow you. My brother-in-law did one thing. He had a small church, less than 100. And I had at the same time a very big church in the main city. And I just don't stay, let the Lord do everything. I do something. Okay. He said, every time I go out of town, I call him to fill a pulpit for me, he'll run. My sister will say, why are you calling? It's a small church, 35, 40. It's faithful here. You're certainly calling to your church, 700 people there. Of course you will love to come there. Don't call him. My sister always fights. And I grew with two people to 700 in 4 months. And the whole city got shocked. The big church pastor said, how did he grow like this, man? By the end of the year, we'll be 10,000, sure. What did you do? Well, since you asked the question, I can tell you. Don't tell anything until they ask for it. Don't give advice if they don't ask for it. It will become wise, you know. Oh, since you asked, I'll tell you. So you have 3,000 members. Sunday morning. Wednesday, how many come? Well, about 1,000. Less than that. I have 700 members. It'll be different next month because I was growing. In 4 months, they had 20 people wanted to start, wanted me to take over. One great man of God died, 2,000 member church, and he was telling, only Pastor John Paul can run this church. My people will not go anywhere. That was a faith church. India has a grace church all over. India doesn't have faith. That's what when T.L. Osborne heard me, we used to attend the Robert Tilton Church, 8,000 member, 5,000 seat auditorium. Every month he has four days special meeting. He will invite the best people. Kenneth Hagin will come, Walter Roberts will come, Robert Chula will come, Yongi Cho will come, Reinhard Bonnke will be sitting, he won't be speaking, he's not allowed to speak. That kind of church. Every month, Charles Gabb, Jerry Savile, and Fred Price, Norwell Hayes, 4 days we started, we went 63 days.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah, you. 63 days.
Wow.
That's a revival.
Yes.
And then what happened? In the middle of 63 days, when we were all praising, lifting our hands, we couldn't bring our hands down for 1 hour.
Wow.
You know why? Yeah. A cloud came and the face of Jesus was there.
Wow. Hallelujah.
My son Caleb, Pam, they all saw that. The cloud was sweeping in the balcony. Yeah. It made a face Jesus. And people from Canada, Michigan, New York, New Hampshire were driving to come there.
Yeah.
And they bring bed sheets and everything to be prayed for. They can cut the pieces and go and pray in the hospital.
Yeah. Praise God.
That was that church. Early morning prayer, 3,000 people were coming. I was working at Xerox. Hey, what happens in your church? I drive by in the morning, 5:30. There's police guiding the traffic. Robert Tilton was a good man until he began to desire a quick success. I won't show all the story. He's no more anywhere. He's somewhere, no church, no ministry, no TV, no YouTube, nothing. He's become an ordinary man. He lost his family, wife, divorce, married 3 times. I won't tell the whole story. So that was the church. 3,000 members for 5 to 6 o'clock prayer. So, 4 day meeting began, 63 days meeting. Jesus came. So, some of those things will happen here. I was talking with him. If you are willing to do, if you are willing to attend. 2 days. Morning and evening, Saturday, Sunday morning and evening, 4 days, he's going to preach. He said that, and take all the scriptures about Holy Ghost, and then thumbs and chain. My brother-in-law did it. He who had 30, 40 members, he did it. Preach only Holy Ghost. But on the third day, a strong, mighty wind came through the window and then shook the roof. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Like Acts 2nd chapter. They all spoke in tongue, jumping up and all. And after that, he became an anointed minister He'll go everywhere. While he's preaching, a man carrying a pizza will fall down. He is not a member. So, he was saved through me, led to a retreat, and finally he decided to do something else. He was a college professor, university professor in New England, you know, Rhode Island. And then he saw me resign my job. My job was a bigger job, more salary than him. And I resigned at the age of 44 because I led him to Christ, led him to faith, and think everywhere I go, they will come and listen to my message. And the whole family, he saw this young fellow, 8 years younger than me. He resigned such a big job. And then I gave my house to the church, big 4-bedroom house, cars, Cadillac, grand piano, very brand new, everything. I gave the house to church, gave the cars, and then I gave a note to everybody in the church. Saturday, you can take anything from my house. Saturday, 9 o'clock, I opened the back double car garage, opened front door, and people were rushing. And then, pulling from the wall, one person is, it's a console TV in those days, on the floor. They were rolling it out, some people are pulling it dry and everything. And even the mattress and the bed you can take. Church cannot keep all those things there. Church can chill. My sister called, "What's the noise?" I said, "I told the church people take everything they want from my house." "Why?" They said, "Why do you hear like that?" "That's what I like to keep doing. It's always my pressure to give." So when I teach, I didn't have a time to go to bank because I didn't drive this time. I had to wait for somebody. I called John to do that. He didn't pick up many times, Pastor John. I want to change dollars and display that. What do I do? I'm the only man in the world, and they talk about John Paul is coming. Which John Paul? The one who gives 100 books to everybody. When I preach about giving, I give real money. I show both sides it's real money. It's not the play money. When I teach about giving, I give. The New York conference, I gave $2,000 to teach them giving. Another place I gave $4,000. My offering was only $5 from the church. You see, we have to go beyond the borders, beyond the limit. Extend your horizon. So you can see more. So many people invite me to preach faith. And also, if they want a big project, big church, they call me so that they can build a church with one message. One place I went, I heard about you, I seen you. 4 days meeting, youth rally, 2,000 young people are there, and two preachers are supposed to take 16 messages, every day 4 messages. And that preacher didn't come. Something happened. They wrote him, "What to do? Who to call?" "I'll take all 16 sessions." I said, "I can take on the session here also, rally." I took all the 16 sessions. I preached different subjects, all faith, different sermon. I was giving the folder. I left it there. I asked them, "Somebody can bring it to me, my books and folder." "Well, it's too late, John Paul, sorry," and all these things. "Well, shall I take a Uber, come and bring it or something?" "Don't do that. We'll ship it to your home. But I want to bring it here." Every folder we have, I have about 200 sermons in that, in 4 or 5 sheets. 100 levels are free. 30 messages of what grace, what faith is. And I gave all the copies who are in Christ, how your faith will work. And So, anytime I want to give all my messages around, you know, I don't want to keep, I can preach, let everybody preach. The grace sheet has 30. I think I may have, you can make copies. So you have the folder, right? You know, God was telling me, when I, third time I saw Jesus, He told me to quit the job, big job, in Xerox. I was in charge of 21 countries in the system. It's a General Electric Geisko system. And I was systems manager in America. And then getting very nice 6-digit income. Suddenly on the night Jesus came straight in dream. That's the only time I could see His face. First time I saw Jesus was when I was 14. It's about the rapture. I'm taking a lot of people up with me. Second time, I was 24 years old. And it's about my ministry. And then that I'm following Jesus. Jesus walked and then said, come. I have lots of sheep behind me. And He's going up the mountain. I want to see His face. So I was going behind Him. And He stood on top of the mountain. I wanted to see if His turned bright light blinded my eyes. The third time, no bright light, just came. Quit the job, resign, go preach. I told my wife, I'm going to resign, but I have to change somebody. It's not the overnight, somebody can take over. 30 days after I resign, train somebody. It's a big position. And my wife said, 2 years ago, remember, all great men of God come stay in our house, in Dallas, big house. And then they all sat down, they stay in my house eating after the conference. They all say, all nationally known preacher, you preach faith now because you have a good job. Oh, a nice house, chandelier hanging, sunken living room, has cathedral ceiling, grand avenue piano, another piano in the... You are prosperous. Cadillac and Chevy Cadillac for you. Now you can preach faith. when you resign, you're going to suffer. You need to have some suffering. Paul said, yeah, all those who live godly, Christ shall suffer persecution. I said, that's Paul. I know something higher than Paul. John is higher than Paul. John the Apostle. Paul is higher than Peter. He said, something Paul has written hard to understand. Sure, Paul's standard is higher than Peter. John's standard is higher than Paul. Okay, since I said that for 2 Timothy 3:12. Yea, all those live godly in Christ Jesus for persecution. And Peter said about sickness. Somebody read 1 Peter 4:1-2 quickly. Jesus said, what can they put him? No? Okay. Since Christ suffered for us, we could arm ourselves to follow His footsteps. He's saying we must also suffer. Okay? And see, read it exactly. Brother, can you? 1 Peter 4:1-2.
For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
If you suffer in the flesh, you won't be sinning. That's what he says. Okay?
That he should no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God.
So Peter is saying, In order for you not to sin, that's half, 50% correct. In order for you not to sin, you should be lying in the hospital bed. You should have some sickness, you couldn't move outside. Sure, that way you won't go to the alcohol shop. You are so sick, right? Peter said, when you get sick in the flesh, you will be ceasing from sinning. You won't be sinning. We must be afflicting our flesh. What John says, 1 John 3:9. Read that also, brother. 1 John 3:9.
Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin.
Yeah.
For seed remaineth in him.
Why?
He cannot sin.
What remains?
Seed.
What remains?
Seed.
Seed. Peter says the sickness remains in his flesh, so he's not sinning. This is John's standard. And then whosoever live godly for Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3:12. What is Paul? John is saying? 1 John 2:14. Everybody is preaching with the Holy Ghost, right? But there is a difference.
1 John 2:14.
Hmm?
You say
1 John 2:14.
It says, I've written unto you, fathers, because you know him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong.
Strong.
And the word of God abideth in you.
The word of God abides, not visiting and coming and going. And then?
And you've overcome the wicked one.
Yeah. He said, Paul is afraid, everybody has suffered. John says, I put the devil under my feet. You have overcome the wicked one. If you are born of God and keep the seed in you, you won't sin. Like on Psalm 118, verse 11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not commit sin. You see the standard, because their understanding level is different. Same Holy Ghost, you cannot reveal a lot of things to certain creature. He himself doesn't understand. So how can he preach? So John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, he never wrote anything about suffering. He didn't believe. My elder brother took it on. Why should I try to take something? One lady was carrying a big load on the street. And then the man saw in the pickup, come on, you carry a big load, hop in my car. And then she was sitting there, still having the load on the head. You are inside the pickup, you can put it at the back, right? That's how some people, they also want to carry the load. Even the pickup is carrying the load. So John never suffered. Everybody in India, they couldn't understand me. And they will introduce me to the crowd, past a seminar or a conference, big gathering, 1,000 pastors, I don't preach. Any meeting, seminar, that's less than 300 pastors. Now I'm preaching to 200 pastors also. Always 500, 1,000, 1,200. And people hear, oh, John Paul coming? Where will I go? He brings some people. And then to the 2.5 million people crowd, you haven't seen that? They say, John Paul coming next year too? Wow, which John Paul? The ones with the information, inspiration, revelation. Ah, that man. We need to hear that message. I preach astronomy, I preach physics, I preach chemistry, I preach mathematics, all from the Bible. See, I said the number for light is 186. 186,000 miles per second. You have the smart guy is sitting here. Is he?
Yep.
No?
He's
yep.
Charles.
Is that you, Charles? Okay. I need you to get my boarding pass. I'm flying tomorrow. If you come, I have the United app, you know, you can pull it. Okay, help me. We'll check our luggage already, okay? And we'll give him the sheet later on. Okay, praise God. Okay. He could say that. What's the number for our life? 186. 186. And now I'm going to show you. I showed in that church, USA was created in the first chapter of Genesis. We couldn't show that yet. I had the copy made in the folder. Everybody can have it. That's something. You may, I tell them anytime you get dealing to them, okay? The word, Vayechmad Elohim Yehior, Vayehior. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw the light, it was good. He put a number for every letter. The number system is ultimate. Numbers define the meaning of the word. So I don't preach numbers in every church, in colleges, you know, where they can handle. So if you put number for this, every Hebrew letter, it totals 1776. USA was born in Genesis, first chapter, verse 3. And God saw the light, and it was good. God saw USA. It is a good country. When he said, let there be light, he said, let there be USA. And then in 26 verse, let us make man in our own image, in our likeness, let him do. What's the spelling for us? It takes that long to think. What's the spelling for us?
Yes.
God said, let us make man. Why? US is making man. They are the ones spreading the gospel. 80% are the preachers from USA. 80% are the missionary money from USA. They are making man like God, teaching faith. America is a faith country. When I was speaking, you know, I didn't complete that. When Kenneth Hagin was speaking 4 days, he called me, my pastor, Robert, come on, John Paul, speak 3 minutes, prime up the pump. So, you know, prime up the pump. Please, if you pour a little water, you can pump, more water will come, right? That's what they call. So, okay, give some faith shot. Okay, I had this one already. I showed them, be black little. I know, he will call you another 4 days, hold it. Well, today I'm going to say, white people are miserable. There's a miser inside there. Get him out, you become able. Okay, when I was climbing up 10 steps to the pulpit, Pastor Chilton, John Paul coming from India, preaching faith to America. Still answers to him. He's from India. I know India. India, they have all-night prayer. They have fasting prayer, 3 days gathering. They have grace preaching, zero faith country. He's coming from a zero faith country, teaching faith to the faith country. I want to see him tomorrow. And he came to our house. He came to our house. I said, by the way, bring our pastor also. Why do you want to come? And you invite now. Because I come closer to talk to him, he backs up. He did not know. He thought Indian is going to ask some money support. He did not know I'm driving a better car than him already. He did not know that I'm working. Every time I go close, we'll see Sunday, I will go away. I can't get closer to my pastor. That was before this prime of the month thing. So now he knows me. He brought my pastor. And he thought I'm this ordinary Indian fellow. Just come to and money, maybe raise support. So he came. I purposely put my Cadillac and Seville in front of my house from the garage for him to see him. And he came to our house, and then he went around the midnight blue, smoked glass, shining. He went around my car, muddy. And then he walked towards my house door, he rang the bell, I opened. He looked a chandelier, cathedral ceiling, ebony, granite. Is this your house? I don't say yes and no. I came from inside, opened the door for you, right? Why do you ask questions? Don't judge the book by the cover, right? Then he sat. Beautiful house. I bought it without money. What? He's telling his wife, Marty, did you bring a notebook? This man is preaching faith. And I told all the things in the book, how we got the house. 7 months dragged the mortgage company. In the seventh month, all the down payment came in 1 week from different direction. You cannot borrow from the bank in Texas for down payment. And what do you do for living? I worked for Xerox Systems Manager, but I entered as System Analyst. They laid me off. Friday is your last day. my boss friend called me in his office. When a boss calls in his office, you know, something serious, I went inside and he said, John Paul, you got a few degrees, civil engineering, industrial technology, MBA, and all those things. He didn't count the theology degree. You can find a job in Dallas. What are you trying to tell me? You are leaving this company Friday. I stood up. I got my promotion today. Good. He said, I am your boss telling you you are leaving. You are telling me you got promotion? Yeah. I got promotion today. Am I hearing something? I went into my office. Oh, sad guys. Poor guy. You are laid out. No, I just got a promotion. Some of you will be working under me. And I went and bought a brand new car next day. Enjoy my promotion. With a sticker on the car. And parked at the entrance, stayed inside for a long time. Everybody need to see. You come. John Paul, he's leaving this Friday. He bought a new car. I mentioned, anybody want to ride in a boss car? I'm your boss. How can you buy a car when you are laid off? You just bought a house 1 year ago with no payment, with no money down for 7 months. They said they're going to sell it. 1 month you are locking the price. I dragged them 7 months. Oh my, you don't have money. You need to sell the house somebody. And then in the middle of the 7 month, Pastor Chilton asked, we need 100 people to give $1,000. Can you? We want some bars. They were building the church. I stood up for that. Me and my wife. In the bank called. Suddenly $2,000 went down. I said, I gave to church. You don't have money for your house, you gave to church. That's what I always do. When I need money, I give money. When I'm weak, I need money. And then the sixth or seventh month, July beginning, I came to check the color of the carpet, wallpaper. Hey, this is not the color I selected. What's your name? John Paul, no, your name is not yet Randy. Randy cannot live in my house. He's transferred to California. The office guys all come. He's transferred. You know him? I don't know him. I don't know where he works. How come you say he's transferred to California? In 2 weeks, he will see. I always say 2 days or 2 weeks. 2 weeks he was transferred. Texas law, if a company transferred, you got to give the check back. Hey, 2 weeks after they call me, why, you got money in the bank for down payment? And Randy's transfer, the house is yours. You know, there is something I'm going to give you, a little revelation. Matthew 6 chapter, verse 30 and 31, said, take no thought, say. That means, your thought is inside your head. How do you get out of here? By saying. Because the words are the clothes your thoughts put on. You don't go out of the house without putting clothes. When you begin to say the words, what's inside is coming out. So when my wife said, I had a dream, if it's good, tell me. If it's bad, let it die in your head. Because when you say, it goes to work. And my word shall not return. It will accomplish for which I sent it. Out of my mouth. My word that goes out of my mouth will not return. Why? Do you know we are God's mouth? Jeremiah 16:19. Look at that. We are God's mouth. Man shall not live by bread alone. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, that's our mouth. You are living the life what you are saying all these years. Okay, what's that say? Jeremiah 15:19.
Therefore, thus saith the Lord, if thou return, then I will bring.
Return. Let me say that word. Return.
I will bring thee again, and thou.
Return is. It's your turn. Repent. Come to the top. Because penthouse is on the top. Return. Come back to the top. When you return, you come back to get the glory of God. All the sin and lost the glory of God. When you return, you are getting your glory back. Am I confusing anybody? You're thinking right, eh? Okay. Repent means come to the top. Return means it's your turn. Okay, return.
Thou shalt stand before me.
You shall be established, no?
And thou shalt take forth the precious from the vile.
What do you do? Take the good things after the bad people. I do that. I took an apostle from the man who is beating the church. If you can see good thing after somebody whom you think is bad guy, there are good things in him. Every bad guy, even though there are some good things in them. Because grace of God is upon all people, do you know? I will shock you, I shocked many churches. Jesus never preached a grace message. That ought to shock the Singapore guy. Jesus never preached a grace message. I preach grace message for the sinner in the public crusade. I preach grace message for the backslider. These are the only two need grace. Others need faith. He always demanded, do you believe? Do you have faith? What? Where is your faith? What? He never asked, where is your grace? You know why? Titus 2:11 says, grace is for all. Everybody has the grace of God. Hamas has the grace of God. Otherwise, they cannot breathe. Grace gives you life. Faith gives you livelihood. just shall live by faith, not by grace. India, everywhere, Asia also. How are you, Pastor? By the grace I'm doing. In a pastor seminar, I purposely lead them to say that, you know. How are you doing? Grace of God. Who told you to live by the grace of God? Every time you say, you are talking against the Word of God. Word of God said, the just shall live by
faith.
You're trying to live by grace? Hindus live by grace. Muslims live by grace. How must live by grace? What special you have? You say, why he is talking? That's what we are always saying. Learn to say. When some people you meet me to preach, it's 11 o'clock is sermon time. You can come at 11. I go 10 o'clock when they start. Why? I want to hear how many times they say grace, how many times they say, their mouth says faith. One church, 150 times, the song was grace. They read the 136th song, that's grace. His mercy endures in English. In Tamil, it's grace endures forever. Mercy and grace are sister. One is grace is giving what you don't deserve. Mercy gives you what you doesn't give you what you deserve. Mercy is a little bit extra than grace. When you deserve a punishment, mercy says, don't punish. Don't give him judgment. That's mercy.
Yes.
Grace is what you don't deserve. Your healing, health and everything, even though you're not coming to church. Well, when I say about church, I said this to somebody this morning in India. He's missing church. Hey, on earth, what is Father's house? Which is Father's house? Say that. Which is Father's house on earth? Sound loudly. Loudly. Which is Father's house on earth?
Church.
Church. Everybody say church.
Church.
Hey, if you are not interested in the Father's house on earth, I think you are not interested in the Father's house there. There should the cold level cut out of them. That's the way to think. If you are not interested in Father's house on earth, I think you are not interested to come to Him. That's in my Father's house, many mansions. And I told one guy this morning also, hey, you're missing church, your pastor told me. You're not interested to come to heaven? Yeah, I don't know. You're not showing what you can see now. That's what I say. Who created all of you?
God.
No.
Our parents?
God didn't create. God created only Adam and Eve.
Yes.
He put the seed in every man. I teach this to the young people. Your father, mother created you. If you don't honor your father, which is your visible God, creator, I guarantee you are not honoring invisible creator.
Oh my goodness.
Good logic, right?
Yes.
I teach young people, feeling our future. Feeling is short-lived. Future is forever. I went to visit in Wyoming a juvenile delinquency, raised juvenile prison. Hey, how did he end up here? You're a nice teenager. What happened? You know, my friend are calling me names that hurt you. I hurt my feeling. You call all my names, hurt your feeling, and then what? I went home and got again from my dad's drawer a shot. Ah, protect your feeling, you lost your future. Man, you should have come 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
One sentence made me think. Feeling, illicit sex, it's a short-lived feeling. Lose your name forever. Pastors running with the secretary. I tell people, my wife is the only one with the flesh. Every woman is dirt. I don't touch women. in India, I told them. 1 Corinthians 7:1 says, to answer your question, people were asking, maybe Corinthian church, hugging and kissing everything, one church in Assembly of God in Missouri. I was one of the three deacons, about 100 people. After the service, let's love one another. They go, one person, she always go hugs the same man, not to just a hug, really close hug. And then they also move like this, you know. I said, Pastor, we got to stop the hugging. Then you may say, let's give holy kiss. It won't be a holy kiss. And he began to offend me in preaching. He's 26 years old, young man from Springfield. I'm 27. He will talk. There are people here, there's one man here, he's a holier than thou attitude. He said, hugging is wrong, everybody will look at me. Yeah, he's talking about me. My wife said, get out of here, he's still sitting here. Everybody's thinking, are you still sitting? I said, we'll raise fund, we're selling cakes and this. I don't need to sell cake. Preach the word, what will we bring more? You don't know, you're from India. He said that publicly. You're from India, you don't know what America is now. I'm here some 57 years, I'm talking some 54 years story. Oh, you just come from India for 2 years. Yeah, really keep quiet, John Paul. That's all he says. I'll still be sitting. My wife said, he's pinching me, you know. Get out of here, get out of here. No, you must show how much grace we have.
Yes.
Grace endures, faith overcomes. There are a lot of people have faith, they don't have grace. Grace is the gum in your mouth. Feet are the teeth.
Yeah.
So they have feet, some pastors. No connection with the gum. Let's call it denture feet. Yeah, they think they have feet. They have it all. No. Feet work with the grace. Grace is a foundation. Feet is a building. Foundation looks same. Building looks different. Faith is different. You don't want to, because you got a good foundation, you don't want to sleep on it. Yeah, sleep. You can sleep will come, and the rain will come, and the snake will come. You need to build a building. That's faith.
Yes.
Grace is greatest, I always say, in the middle. They will think I'm putting down grace. Grace is the greatest. Without that, you won't exist. Grace is like the air. Who can measure? Cannot measure grace. But if you are living by breathing air only, maybe 40 days you can live without food. Grace is sleep. It's all in the sheet. Grace is sleep. Next day, you cannot work well without sleeping, right? But you always sleep. You got to work. Faith is getting up, going to work. Faith works, grace sleeps. Grace is very important. Your heart, if it stops, everything is dead. But you cannot go to interview with a good heart. You need a good brain. What do you have to offer? I have a good heart. That's good for a family life. You can go home and eat brain. You understand? Brain is faith. Brain works by the pumping of the blood from the heart. Faith works by love. Grace, love, and mercy are one group of family. Word, truth, and faith are another group. They're all synonymous. So, people don't have understanding what they heard the preacher preach, what they everybody said. How do you know? By the grace of God. Yeah, because they say that all the time, that's what's inside their heart. Out of the abundance of God, that comes out again grace. The word is 90, Romans 10:8, even in the mouth. Of course, what I'm preaching now is near you. It should go to mouth. after the service, you should talk what the pastor preached. Then only it goes to your heart. The word is nighty, even in your mouth and in your heart. You see, you don't remember the message because you don't talk what you heard. How was the message? Very good. What did he preach? I don't know. You have to talk. Because they talk grace all the time, their heart is full of grace. When they open their mouth, that's what comes. Never lectures, not one word of faith. All grace. All prayer grace, song grace, and the pastor comes, oh, grace of God, this church is doing good, all people. What about faith of God? You forget it. See what I mean? Faith has got two sides of a coin. One side is faith in God. Read Galatians 2:20, in King James only. That's what's correct. The king of England had 70 scholars to translate Bible. If they mistranslate, their finger will be gone. King, you know. They were very serious. And what does it say? I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But not I, yet not I. And then, the life which I now live is the faith in the Son of God, every translation. That's faith of the Son of God. In the Son of God means you put your faith on Him. Of the Son of God means He put His faith in you. You understand? Any translation, I live by the faith in the Son of God. Oh, that means, Paul, you are putting your faith in the Son of God. So He didn't die. You're not crucified. So that's why Jesus said, He never said, go pray for the sick. Go heal the sick. Why? You are not healing the sick. You are not inside. He's the one inside. He's the one using your mouth. Lay hands on the sick and pray. No. Lay hand. Who is laying? You are putting your hand on the sick. He. You're not inside. You understand?
Amen.
He lay hand and said, get out of this, devil. Go quickly, otherwise I'll squeeze you under my feet. Go safe, get out. You talk, it goes out. Today also, please pray, it's a serious condition over the phone. Here's something more powerful than prayer. Speak in faith.
Yes.
Jesus said, don't bring your problem to me. Do you know that? What a friend we have, Jesus. All revealed, the Lord of care. Take it to the Lord. That's a great song. What did Jesus say? Don't bring your problem to me. Even if it's like a mountain, you roll it. Storm, when you are in the ship, you sail away. Why are you waking me up? Where is your faith? The man, 5 loaves of bread and a fish, complaining. He's talking to Jesus. That's prayer, right? He's telling his problem. Multitude, what this 5 loaves and 2? Jesus said, teaching faith. Keep to them. And they did not know how to give. 5,000 men, 2,000 women, 1,000 children. How do we know? That's the ratio of Jesus. 5-2-1. 5 talent, 2 talent, 1 talent. Jesus' number is 888. 5-2-7 plus 1-8. Now 8 billion people. Now what time 8 billion people? 8 is his number. So, 8,000 people. And John 6 chapter verse 9, Andrew said, it's a big crowd. What are these among so many there? Jesus, without saying, so many are not there, so many are in your hand. Start giving, it'll keep coming.
Sure.
Here, I'll show it to you. They were not giving Jesus, you do something now. They were holding out again because 5 plus 2, 7, we are 13. They are scratching their head how we should divide ourselves. He's telling us to go to the 8,000 crowd, give this. What is that? He wants us to get a black eye from the crowd, man. Hey, have you heard Jesus joke like this? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what I'll show you. Took me bread. He gave thanks. Always thank what you have. He gave thanks and he blessed what he had and broke it. So one bread, long bread, always they have a big bread, not this slice. He broke, one broke. How many pieces now? One, he broke. How many pieces?
Two.
It didn't stay two. Each one became full. Why? In Jesus' hand, nothing stays broken.
Wow.
It becomes whole. And they saw, wow, did you watch that? He took it, it's not two half, it's two full now. And then he gave to two guys, another one he worked. He broke 5 bread, made it to 10 bread. He didn't break the fish. So made it 10 plus 2.
12.
And then they said, yeah, we all saw that. Maybe we should try that. Huh? Andrew, just to break it, man. See, hey, it becomes too full. Why? Even no life will stay broken in the hand of a servant of God. You come broken into the church, you are made whole. Understand?
Yes.
That's the only logic. Nobody said that. And everybody would said, well, Jesus would have certainly brought heap of bread. You cannot explain this. Only thing they say is little is much when it's in God's hand.
Yes.
He didn't feed 8,000, the disciple fed. He fed only 12.
Yeah.
The 12 fed 8,000.
Yes.
It's the only miracle in all 4 Gospels. It's a supernatural, you know. Multiplying the material is supernatural. Your money being material, it will multiply. You know how to sow. When is the best time to sow? When what you have is not enough, that's the time to give it away.
Wow.
One man called from Bangalore, IT city, big city. Pastor, I'm following you for 15 years, and everywhere you have meeting, I sit and hear, but I'm in a big trouble. I have a debt of 700,000 rupees, which is also big in dollar. That's very big for them. What do you want me to do? Don't send me money. Only 2 people in India said, 2 pastors, everybody wants money. Give me your revelation. Your revelation, sir. Unique. Okay. How much you have in your house? He said 5,000. It's not enough for 700,000. Find a good land, good ground. I'm in America, calling Turkey. Put it in there. All 5,000, that's all you have, right? Put all of them there. He put it in my account, sent a screenshot. I didn't ask him, who's mentoring like you? In 2 weeks, next month, the house owner said, 12 months they didn't pay rent. Is the owner Hindu? Yeah, he's a better man than you, Pastor. He's keeping you 12 months without rent. But he said, next month, no rent of all the 12 months, your things and your children will be on the street. So I'm in a very tight situation. And then after 2 weeks, after talking to me, he said, let's go and buy some pickle. I have rice. That's all we can eat. He gave all the money. And when I went to the market, one man, Muslim, with a cap, came running. When he saw Muslim, he started running towards the morning. Here he's running. Pastor! He said, oh, he knows me as a pastor. Okay. He's carrying a big bag. What's the matter? Last year you came to our textile shop. You prayed for the shop. You will have a blessing from God when it comes. Give me tithe, 10%. I brought tithe. Our company, after your prayer, flourished. You never had a profit like this. So what's in the bag? 700,000 rupees. Wow. Nobody gives in India like that. Pastor, you are not just a good ground, terrible good ground. My God, I gave the owner 700,000. How did he get that? Can he buy the house? The man who couldn't pay rent is asking him to buy the house. No, I need a better house, he said. And then he asked me, Pastor, I need to have my own house. Pray for that. I don't need to pray. There's something powerful than prayer. I teach you. What kind of house you want? Well, you tell me. I said, I want followed by 70. Oh, 10 million. Million. What? Don't talk. I said it, 7 million is following you, 70 million, 70 million. 70 million. We couldn't give 25,000 rent, 70 million going in. Don't talk. It's following you behind. All you have to do, anywhere you go, turn. You know, you cannot take money from behind. Give, right? Must be in front. Come here, 70 million. Come here, 10 million. It was that, yeah, 10 million, right? Yeah. Come in front of me, 10 million. Come, 10 million. He closed his church of 23 members for 11 years. He said, you go to some other church. Now I got the revelation. Pastor is sending me to 3,000, 4,000 member church. I'm sending you to big churches. And even when you preach, look behind, come, 10 million in front of me. Come, 10 million. They will ask you, nobody's sitting there, who did you talk to? My 10 million is behind me, I wanted to come. They may not understand. He did that. And then he put 100,000 rupees in my account. Hi. Suddenly he put 100,000, I got 200,000, I just put half of that. And then a few weeks later, one man brought a bag. One man brought a bag full of 4 million rupees.
Wow!
Nobody gives like that, 40 lakhs. Oh, you're buying a house for 10 million, I heard. It's in the air. Another 6 more million, it'll come. He got whole money, cash. He went to register a house and he said, you are Anbu Millionaire, that should be your name. He lives in that house. What I'm trying to tell all these things. What's the best time to give? When what you have is not enough, give it away. One more verse, Mark 12:41. Mark 12:41. I'm just expanding your thinking to the size of the universe. Your mind is so powerful. It can travel anywhere in the universe, right? Your body is limited, your mind is unlimited. So first you have to think right, then you will talk right, and then you will do right, you receive right. Okay, Mark 12:41. Jesus preached in the verse 35, he preached there in the temple. Now he's going how people are giving offering. Money is an indicator of your spiritual standard. Do you know that? Money is an indicator of your spiritual standard. Okay, what does it say? Jesus sat at the treasury, right? And watch, read it better.
And he held how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast too much.
Many that were
rich.
Jesus, the church, Jesus goes, how many rich? You are all millionaire, you don't know. Matthew 25, yeah, hold on to that verse. Matthew 25, verse 24 says, you are a millionaire. One talent is equal to $1.5 million today. Look in the Google. Jesus was not giving a coin made out of tin or, you know, aluminum. He gave gold coin. Everybody he gives one talent, some 2 talents, some 5 talents. Some of you have 3 million. Some of you have 7.5 million. Why is not in your hand? Nothing goes from your hand. Only when you sow, harvest will come. That's an eternal law. The first thing God created, Genesis 1:11, let the earth bring forth herb yielding. He didn't just say let the earth bring forth the herb and the fruit tree yielding whose seed is in itself. When he talks, he mentions seed all the time. If you ask how many trees you have in the backyard, you say 10 apple tree or 10 peach tree. You don't say 10 peach tree who has seed inside. God talks like that. Whose seed is in itself. Because he's not going to create fruit tree all the time. The seed inside, it reproduce. Only one time he speaks, the fruit tree came. He's not going to speak all the time to create all the fruit tree. He put the seed. And the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. Yes. Proverbs 25:30. He that winneth soul is wise. I'm a wise man. I left my job to win souls. I'm a very wise man in heaven. I cannot talk to all of those people who came to heaven by me. That's why it's called eternity. So what's that? The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. Because whenever a righteous gets a fruit, he sees a seed inside. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. I call it tree for life. He keeps on sowing. When he gets a fruit, he takes the seed out and plants it. So, you have 1.5 million minimum, 1 talent, 3 million. Why is not coming? You're not sowing. You'll get 5-fold blessing. Texted last night to some pastors. What is the 5-fold? God blessed Adam with the 5-fold blessing. The first word is be. First word is what? 128. Be? Full of fruit. The first word is abundance. Abundant thinking. Be fruitful. Have some fruit, he didn't say. Full of fruit. And then after that, what do you say? Yeah. He's talking about the seed and the fruit that multiplies. You are fruitful, you got fruit, and the wise man takes a seed out of every fruit, but that will multiply. I showed the mango seed, I didn't bring it today. I should have kept the mango also. So you put a mango seed, it's big. You put that, I teach people, no smell, no taste, doesn't look good, dry seed. That's what you have in your bag. That's what you have in your wallet. Try, see. You're not releasing it to get this fruit. I usually sow seed and fruit. This has no juice, no color, no taste. This comes to the bigger size. Fresh. Not one fruit. 500 fruit in a mango tree. This one seed. You're not putting it. But all you're keeping inside are dry mango, ugly looking seed. Put it in the good soil. Your church is a good soil. Amen? Put it here. I guarantee I go places, I challenge people to game, because that's where they invite me. And then he wanted to have $2 million to build his church. And I began to preach. When I began to preach, I gave money. I had Indian rupee 10,000, 100 rupee bundle, this side dollar, this pocket euro, this pocket Swiss franc, and then this pocket dirham, Gulf money. I gave money. Okay. I say this and give money. There was a man in America, 90% of Americans also don't know the whole story. He was still giving money every day at 6 o'clock outside his house, like a $20 bundle. And the people going this and that said, they take the money. Suddenly one man said, I've been watching all these 3 days, you are giving money free. Why you are giving money? And then the mayor called, your street is jammed with the people. Buses cannot go. What are you doing? I'm just giving money to all people. Is it wrong? There's nothing wrong with that, but to do it slowly, you know? He was 24 years old. Why do you do that? I read Bible. One verse stood outside all. Jesus said in Acts 20:35, it's more blessed to give than to receive. I'm checking it. That's why I give every day. For 1 hour he was giving. $20 bill. After he ran out, he goes home. Next day he comes. For 6 months he was giving. He was born in New York, moved to Cleveland, Ohio. And then somebody said, there is an oil well, sold for half price, he bought it. And we began to buy all the oil wells in Ohio. Governor said, you cannot buy all the oil well. You are a monopoly man. Oh, that's even better. I have 49 states more. He went in buying oil wells. At 44, he got sick. This is a 200-year story. This man was born in 1838. I'll tell his name soon. If somebody guessed, that's good. He began to be very rich. At the 44, he got sick. And the doctor said, we tried every medicine, you are going very bad, worse. You will die this month in 30 days. Oh, really? He was in shock. He's a giver, right? Hey, all accountants, come. How much money we have? Give us 3 days. You know, no computer in those days, 200 years ago. The doctor said, there is no scan, there is no x-ray in those days. All we know, you are going to die. All of them bring. Give us 3 days. They have to add the books, you know. We have 200 billion. Give half of that to the churches. Sir, we have 500,000 employees. Your job is to do what I say. We'll meet next week. Next week, how much we have? 100 billion. Give half of that to the social work. He was thinking, what shall we do? Hey, we have 50 billion in those days. I can give employment for 10 generations down. Shut up, your mom. What happened? Was to die at age 44? He died at 99 and a half. Giving makes you prosperous, became a billionaire. Giving you make you sick free, disease free.
Yes.
If you start giving today, your disease will go out. Stingy people, stingy. In our language, pissy, pissy, naughty. Pissy means sticky. When your hand becomes sticky, your body becomes naughty, means stinking. Stingy people, the hand is sticky, doesn't let the dollar will go. Worrying. And you will hold on to the sickness also because it's sticky. So when you are generous in giving, you prosper. When you are generous giving, your sickness leaves you.
Wow.
That's what John said. I wish above all, there are a lot of wish God has. This is the highest wish, that you prosper. Multiply your $20 into $200 billion. And be in health instead of dying 44, 99 years. This is John D. Rockefeller story. John D. Rockefeller, born in 1838, died in 1937. Everybody lift your hand and say, I'm a giver.
I'm a giver.
I'm becoming more giver now. Better giver. I'm going to have prosperity. My money will multiply. That five loaves of bread for 8,000, my money will multiply. It takes faith to give. So I'm learning faith here. This is a giving church. Because I give, I will prosper. Because I give, I will be sickness free. You know how they introduced me in the meeting? This is a pastor, 83 years old. Look at him. He's walking fast. He's not coming with the stick. His voice is no, oh God, what does he? He's got a lion voice. Look at him. And then they will say, he's a pastor, a man of God, with no prescription pill. He doesn't take tablet. You went for breakfast last year? The American doctor. Today is just 82. My nurse didn't list any tablet. You don't take tablet? Doctor, I don't take sickness.
There you go.
Be in health, stay healthy. Lift your hand and say, from today on, nurse, I will take no sickness disease. They're all stranger to me. Even what I have now is looking at the exit door.
Amen.
Like this message,
amen.
You will prosper. You will be in health. You don't need healing. God, when God blessed Abraham, he didn't say, I'll show you great marvels, miracles. He passed beyond all the marvels and miracles and healing. There is no healing and miracle in heaven. Only blessing. He took all the way up to heaven standard. I will bless you. Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
And then he said, I make your name big and you shall be a blessing. Say, I am a blessing.
I am a blessing.
In thee shall all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Ha! Everybody will be eating out of me.
Yes.
Abraham, I blessed you, one man. You know who you are going to bless? You're going to bless 8 billion people.
Amen.
What a God!
Amen.
That's why he wants you to do more than he did. Moses. Moses. It's not working. Moses. Not coming out?
Yeah, he is.
Moses. Moses. He looked. The tree is burning, not consumed. Still the leaves are there. Moses. You thought you were a failure? Because you couldn't save one Israel from the Egyptian hand, you are never a failure. Now I'm going to send you to the nation you ran away from. You are bringing out 8 million Israelites. There are 8 million. Yes, in Matthew, Exodus 12, chapter verse 37. 8 million? I couldn't bring one? That's how great big God is. Lift your hand and say this. I may have been poor all this life. I am a sudden millionaire. Because I am going to sow big. And the harvest will be bigger than us. Amen. What's going is small, what's coming is bigger. Bread from hand, like bread from the basket. Give, it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, running over, shall men. You are one man giving. Now how many men? Men. Not giving your hand. Hey, show your bosom. It goes from your hand, it comes in your bosom. It goes from your hand, it comes in the basket. That's a God. One more thing. 1 Kings 3rd chapter, Solomon gave 1,000 burnt offering. He didn't have to give 1,000. What happened? Verse 5. 1 Kings 3, verse 5. Read that, you will like that. How many of you like to see Jesus in your dream or vision? How many like to know? You want to see Jesus? You will never be the same after that. It's all right. That's why I write in my book. If you read this book, it will change. Don't complain to me. Faith works.
Yes.
We'll give to your people, huh? And then I'm not selling to you. I'm giving to you. Okay? Okay, Solomon gave how many offering?
1,000
offering. Verse 5 said, the Lord appeared to me in a dream. 1,000 offering. Your offering attracts God. My wife said, always teaching about sowing, sowing, giving, giving. Yeah, Matthew 6:21 says, where your treasure is, there you are. First time pulling their treasure, their heart will follow. I'm pulling their treasure to God, their heart will follow to God. I didn't say this. I asked Jesus, I've seen you 3 times. How will the Father look like? All the pastor I asked, will be from the feet on the ground, head in the cloud. So many things, you look like man. I asked Jesus, how will he look like? He said, read Genesis 3:8, you will see the Father. I read Genesis 3:8, the cool of the day, the voice of the Lord walking in the garden. I stopped right there. The voice walking? Voice comes, all of the translation, New American, nearly inspired NIV, all trends in the sound of the Lord walking. Fan sound, somebody dropped a glass in the kitchen, what's the sound? You don't say, what's the voice I hear suddenly? No. Voice comes from the Word. Father was walking. He was the Word. He was talking, Adam, where are you? The voice of the Lord was walking. So, this is your Father. No one knows when he's going to come, only Father. This has everything. This is the Father. I researched the scripture with the Hebrew and the Greek, and I conclude to some extent, Jesus should have come in 2023. Why he's not coming? But the tribulation started in 2023, because I saw the end in the beginning. Isaiah 46:10, I declare the end in the beginning. Oh, you do? I went to the first word, Bereshit. First 3 number, Beth Resh Aleph, is Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Can you believe? Bible first 3 letter is Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Beth is Son, Resh is Ruach, Holy Spirit, Aleph is Father. I added the number. Beth is 2, Resh is 20, Aleph is 1. 20 plus 2 plus 1, 2023. End began. Amos started, end began. Still going on. Israel is having tribulation now. Another tribulation comes, very deep. People preach, big preachers on TV. prophets in Africa. America is not in the Bible. Do you know that? Hey, you don't see what I see. America is in the Bible 806 times. How many times?
806.
I show you. I tell you. Okay, no time to show. America is in the Bible 806 times. Take out zero. After translation, we take out zero. 86 means what? Elohim. Aleph, Lamed, Hai, Mem. America is in the Bible as Elohim. America was created by God. The light was America. When He speaks, you speak invisible word. America existed 5,776 years ago as a light. It manifested physically 1776 AD. You understand all these things? All your prayers are invisible. Invisible prayer got invisible answer. All your prayers are answered, but you can't see it. When He said, let's create Adam, man and woman, in the 27th verse, God created man, male and female. We don't see Adam in the first chapter. And then 28th verse, He blessed them. He even blessed Adam and Eve, but we can't see. Second chapter, verse 7, we see Him standing. He took a piece of clay and breathed. Man became a living soul, now visible. Your prayer is answered, but you cannot see. The house you prayed for already ready, but you cannot see where it is. What good is that? If you cannot see, you cannot touch. You have to put your hand to your mouth. Every prayer is watering the garden. You should put seed. When you mix with the mouth and the hand, the result is soon. You understand? Why I have more than 15,000 testimony? I have more than 15,000 testimony. 15,000 testimony. I make others to have their testimony. I went to a church after 1 year, 7,000 members. I came and said, how many of you got testimony since I came last year? 6,000 people stood up. Pastor, did they understand my question? They all have testimony. I know. I will send one person here. Okay. Let me hear what kind of testimony they got. The man came. I was a movie director. Taking big, when a movie director film fails, they will be in deep debt. Deep debt. I was in such a deep debt. No food in the refrigerator for my 3-year-old, 2-year-old. And I had a hole in my shoe, shabby clothes. Every time I come home, the lenders look at my pocket and then check and then let me inside. I came to John Paul meeting. He preached on faith. I liked it. And then my sister came. Don't go and listen to the crazy preacher. He's preaching something we never heard. That's my specialty. Here's 10,000. I don't want them. Hey, you don't have milk. You don't have food for your kids. I don't want it. I will go. If you give 10,000, even if I go, I'll take it. No, don't go. That's why I don't want it. And then second day I came. You're preaching faith and sowing, giving. And you said, those who have last $20, come forward. That's all you have. I'll pray for you. And they came, people from, 7,000 people coming. I put that in the bucket. Huh? This man takes even the last one, the rest of the crowd went back. I put the last $20. And I went back to check. He still said, we have checkbook. Write big checks, thousands. Put a 5 days post-dated. If it doesn't come in 5 days, I will give it. My God. So I said, oh Lord, I know I don't have. I wrote 5,000. And next day I went home, my sister came, another sister. We always say quarrel, fight over the property or the house. Listen, something told me, they don't come to church. Something always, the Holy Ghost is telling, I must give the house to you. Wow. 5,000 rupees I put. I had 50 lakhs means, that's 6 million. 5 million rupees house I got. 5,000. He was jumping and hugging me. Oh, hey, I love you too. It's lovely little man, you are breaking my bone, drop it down. Lovely little, that's enough. I love you for carrying me. 6,000 people, I'm still at testimony sick. One little girl put the earring, and then she went to a wedding. What happened to your earring? I put it in an offering. Oh! Well, the wedding, I don't want you to look bad, so they gave the big chain to her. So many testimony. How many have to have testimony like that? How do you get testimony? When the test come, put some money. That makes testimony. Amen. Solomon gave 1,000 offering. Jesus showed up. You haven't given offering until you give $1,000. That will attract God. What do you want from me? How would you like to have Jesus come and say, what do you want from me? Go home and write down and bear yourself. So what I'm saying today in a conclusion, prosperity and health are in your hand and your mouth. Use it properly. Faith works when he speaks. Because your words are the cloth your faith put on. You don't go out of the house without clothing, your faith will not go to work without words. One more time, say this, everybody. I am rich.
I am rich.
I am healthy.
I am
according to the word of God. No matter what happens.
No matter what happens.
No matter what other people say.
No matter what
I am a rich Christian.
I am a
healthy Christian. I am the body of Christ. The body of Christ did not have sickness. So I can never be sick. I should not be sick. I will not be sick.
I will not be sick.
Say that. Amen. Everybody stand up, please.